Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Yourself?
I'm good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Sure thing. My name is Manuel Vega, CEO of Lynx Trade. I do software platforms for trading for Latin America, solutions for the whole stock market. We've been developing this for 5 years already and trying to expand throughout Latin America, mature it a little more, and then considering this market.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Where do you fit in to obviously a very big...
Yeah.
Wide market. Where does this fit in?
The problem I've seen, I work out of Ecuador currently, and what we see is they use 20, 30-year-old software to do this. Like, I mean, Fox Pro and beyond, like really old solutions. And what we do is we've created the API for like real-time market information. Mm-hmm. You know, that should have already happened a while back. So we started creating platforms for the trading of any stock or anything. And make it more dynamic. And considering how old it was over there, we've seen this in Peru, in Bolivia, not Colombia or Chile, but just the rest of the countries. We've been seeing, a space for us to develop these solutions. So this is where we're going with it. And consider seeing what's happening out here, seeing there aren't many companies that come to these things, but investors do see potential in this. So it's been interesting to go around Collision checking this out.
What was your goal in coming to Collision?
Checking with investors. I have currently an investor, and we are developing this business model where we can have software as a service developed for these different countries and seeing what they say, checking what the interest is in these markets. I don't know. There are certain solutions here that are way more advanced than what we have for these markets. But down there, it's really a free-for-all still. So, you know, we can still have a niche there that we can actually work on.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where is this project? Where in its life cycle is it? Because you're an alpha.
Yeah. This is an alpha. I came with a friend of mine. He's developing his company.
Okay.
I came as his guest.
Got it.
And my company is already 5 years old. I already developed these solutions for the Ecuadorian market.
Okay.
But we have developed a solution for other markets. We just need to implement it. The regulations differ from country to country. The tax paying differs country to country. The legal aspect of it, differs. But then the rest is all the same. The mechanics are the same. Just implementation of the APIs and the information flows. So that's where we are with that. We're working on it currently on, just testing other markets right now.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Do you have a roadmap for, like, your goals?
Yeah, this year we would like to expand to two different countries. We would like to implement at least one project. We can go either way. In some cases we can go from the stock market because then the stock houses where you need to trade over there, that's how it works. You can't trade straight up in the market. You know, over there, everything is way slower, of course.
Okay.
But we can go from the stock market down to the end consumer, so somebody pays for the bill and for the users, or from the user requesting access to the market. You know, so we're trying to see which way is best right now. But this year, we are considering two countries. Peru, Bolivia would be interesting. Panama, with everything that's been happening with Panama, we don't want to get too cozy with Panama, considering what's been happening over there with the Panama Papers and all these legal issues that have been happening over there. So that's where we're going right now with the company. 2 years and we have 20 people. We developed this whole concept inside of a co-working space.
Oh.
So, you know, over there people are way close-minded, especially programmers. So a co-working space really opens up their point of view. And
understood.
We created the first one in our city just for the company to develop it more and, trying to make the future happen over there.
Where are you based out of?
Cuenca, Ecuador, south of Ecuador. Yeah. But I am traveling for the last year and a half out everywhere. Like I live in three different cities lately. So that's where we're at.
Okay. So what's the What's the business model on this? How do you keep your lights on?
Straight up sales of certain software solutions. For example, the API is something we created, and then we have like access over time, but we also get to charge any new player that comes in, which is really nice. We also have solutions like the custody services we created for the Ecuadorian stock market. We have 85% of all stocks and bonds in Ecuador, like 3.5 billion, and we have 120,000 users. Ecuador's small, 16 million people. So we created that solution. We sold that, but we get to keep the IP, which is nice too, so we can implement it into other software.
Sure.
Now we're doing all the transactional software for them that closes every transaction, the money versus any papers that need to be sold. So we get, so we sold that too. We're developing that currently. And then we have our own solutions, which is a stock trading platform that allows any user or the stock market to issue new papers or to do any business. So we're trying to standardize it over there because we're the only ones on the market. So that's real nice for now. But in other markets, we could implement certain solutions that have that are involved in that or sell individual solutions. So the latest one is a software as a service solution. And we're trying to figure out who pays the bill, who would be best in other countries. In Ecuador, it's easier. The stock market wants more people involved, so they're willing to pay per user.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got a goal. This fits their goal.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Currently, that's the situation. Thank God.
Understood.
Everything's been happening. Yeah.
Interesting. Obviously, when you get into stock markets and intangibles, it's always a complicated market.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What I think over there, ignorance is very, it's a big problem, and trust in the system is really complicated. Ecuador has gone through many changes. We have the U.S. dollar over there because we couldn't even control our own currency.
Right.
So trust in banks, trust in investments is something that doesn't really happen too often. So it's usually institutional investors that actually work out the stock market, like 90% of it, not actual people. People don't save money. So it's also bringing access, democratizing access to investments is a good thing for everybody.
For
both ends.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want more information about your platform and your corporate journey, how can they get that?
Yeah, we have a webpage, linkstray.com. We're on Twitter right now. You can check all our products. We have demonstrations, and we're willing to work with anybody that's interested in opening up to the Latin American market on investments.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And hopefully Collision has been and will continue to be a success for you.
Thank you.